stopped pressuring. The lashon of the pasuk is Vatera ki misametzes hiloleches. When she saw that Rus was misametz to go, so it says Vatech dal dabel. That's all she stopped talking about. So when I was a kid, the way it was taiched as a child, misametz comes from lashon of strength. When Naomi saw how strong-minded Ruth was, she's actioning like imutz. She's coming. She stopped talking there. She didn't push her away anymore. But the truth is that the Gaon says that the word misametz means the opposite. Misametz means she was struggling. She was struggling. Which really increases our question. If it makes the difference between Rus and Arpa even smaller. In other words, they were both struggling. And Naomi tried to get them both to go home. And Rus, with difficulty, stayed. I don't want to call it reluctant, because she wasn't reluctant. But with difficulty, stayed. And Arpa caved in. It makes them even closer together. You have to know, it's another question. Why does the Torah bring out she saw she was struggling? That should be a reason why she should keep on trying to persuade her, right? To go back. You see she's struggling, so tell her, go back. So for this, there's a hafladik pshat in this Vilna Gaon. It ties into an Al Shecha Kodesh. And also to a Dubin Magid, that also ties into Matan Torah. One of the Tirutzim to Matan Torah, Kof Aleihem Harka Gigas. All the Rishonim ask, the Medrash Tanchumen, why did Hashem have to put the mountain on top of us by Har Sinai? We said, now, Sabi Neshem. Right, there's many, many Tirutzim to that Kash. Chazal, there's countless Tirutzim to that Kash. So, one of the Mahalchim, to answer that kasha of why the Rebbeinu Shem had to make a kof aleihem harka gigas, is because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tav Yud Beis, the Gemara there talks about you're not supposed to eat before you daven. The Gemara says, but if you started eating before, ein mafsikin, you don't have to stop. You can finish your meal. What's called you started your meal? So everybody has a different level when it's a tirch over them to turn around and start davening. The Gemara brings down, once you undid your belt, that's called you started. You hear? You undid your belt. They used to, like they have today, they call it a cholent belt, right? They're mechavent to this. Cholent belt, you just push a button and it opens up so you can be mamali kol haaretz kvoido. Right? So they, when they used to sit down to eat, they would undo their belt. So the Gemara says, from when you undo your belt, that's called you started. So basically, if you sat down for a meal, you didn't even put one thing into your mouth, but you undid your belt, called you started. So the Gemara asks two questions. The Gemara asks, number one, what's the big deal? Put your belt on again. It's a matter of tying the belt, so tie it again. What's the big deal? What's the big... Why do we say, oh, now we don't want to bother you. You can eat it. Put your belt, be a big boy, put your belt, daven. And then the Gemara asks, let him daven the way it is. Let him daven the way it is, without putting on the belt. The Gemara says, no, he has to put on the belt. He has to put on the belt because Hochein Likras Hashem Likras. Hachana L'tfila, he has to put on the belt. Frekta alta for Nevaldik, the Gemara didn't answer the other question. The Gemara asked two questions. The Gemara asked, what's a big deal to tie the belt? And then the Gemara asked, and daven without the belt. Those are the two questions the Gemara asked. The Gemara answered, no, you can't daven without the belt. You have to put on the belt. In fact, the halacha of nevada. So, the Gemara didn't answer the main question, which is, what's the big deal? Zok the halacha of nevada, that Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Why do we say Godel Mitzvah Vayis and Mishayin Mitzvah Vayis? Why do we say it's greater if somebody's command and somebody's not command? Chayr, it's better if a guy's volunteering. Bigger Madrege. Which one side in the Gemara is as such that it's better if you're doing a mitzvah even if you're not. You're a volunteer, you're doing even a mitzvah you don't have to do. Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah that the mitzvah is doyeg tomid levatel yitzvah. First statement, Tosfos. Somebody who has to do something has much more of a struggle. Once you have to do it, the Yetzirah jumps in with a whole new power and passion, and it's much harder. It's much easier to do favors. Much easier to do favors than to do commands. I had a parent who was by me 2 years ago in my community, told me his kids, he has a problem with kibbutz with his kids. Whatever he asks them to do, they don't listen. Simple chores in the house, they don't listen. I gave him this etzim. It was straight from Tosfos. It wasn't like I had my goyness here. It came straight from Tosfos. I said, I'll tell you what you should try. Try to change your language to your children. Instead of telling your child, you have to do it. Can you do me a favor? You have to do it. Do it, don't do it. Can you do me a favor? The guy came back to me a couple months later. He said, it's a different world. It's a different world. He wanted to know where I got it from. He would have loved if I would have said, I have nevuah. It's not nevuah, it's a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos. Shah mitzuveh, somebody's mitzuveh, yitzchoy, then the Yetzer Hara comes and pounces on you. You tell somebody, I was on the phone last night, pushing somebody, that's my job at a dinner, to push everybody up, to give more money to yeshiva every year. Chas v'shalom not to be yored. And l'chatchila, malach elikim, oilim v'oilim boy. There's no yordim boy. Right? Up, up. Sometimes it's a shtickle struggle. When it's a spitz struggle, what do? So last night I was talking to a guy who gives a very nice check every year by the dinner. Last year I pushed him up to 15,000. This year I said, chai, give 18,000. He's hemming and hawing. I don't blame him. He's a wonderful fellow. But I said, you know what? Let's say his name is Shmuel. I said, Shmuel, you know what? Forget it. Give the 15. Do whatever you feel is right. No, I'm giving the 18. Like this, I could have been on the phone for another 15 minutes with him. He would have given 18 anyway. But then it would have been, you know what? I don't want to pressure you. Don't feel pressured. If you're more comfortable with the 15, do the 15. No, I'm giving 18. Okay? No problem. You should remember this, and you had this Tosfos. First of all, you should remember Al's Tosfos. You have to, Al's Torah. You should remember because it's very good advice. In your marriage, your children, you'll see, it's good advice. Oh, come on. My kids will tell you, I very rarely tell them, you have to do it. It's not my malach. Sometimes I do. Somebody's about to jump off the roof. I say, you cannot jump off the roof. Because I can't rely, it's a bad bet. I say, yeah, sure. Jump up if you like. Yeah. But if it's not something on that level, I convey what I think is right, and this is what we do. Zok the alta from the valdik. The Gemara didn't know you chayev to put on a belt. The Gemara just thought it's nice to put on a belt when you're down. So the Gemara said, what's the big deal? Big deal, put on the belt. Second question the Gemara had was, and if not, daven without tying the belt. The Gemara says, no, you have to put on the belt. Zok the alta nevadik, now it's not a kasha anymore. Once you have to put on the belt, it's difficult to put on the belt. What a goyness. Does the Gemara answer both kashas? Once I tell you, you must put on the belt. I can't. There's a pain. I already sat down. I undid my belt. Now Rabbi's telling me I got to put on the belt again. Rabbi Nadalmakul, it's so difficult. 2 minutes ago, the Gemara said it's not difficult. Yeah, As long as we're saying, do what you like, it's not difficult. But once we say, you got to do it, that's difficult. So Mele, the more there's a tzivoy, the more there's a command, the more vatechta. The Mele, over here, this was the finalization of the Kabbalah. Whether it was the original Geirus that they did originally, like we explained, we brought two approaches. One approach is that this was the Geirus now, the way it's mashma in the Gemara Yevamos. The other approach is that there was already somewhat of a Kabbalah earlier, but this solidified it. This was the, when Naomi saw how difficult it's for her, she realized it's a real Kabbalah. This is not a fake Kabbalah. She must really be committing herself. Because if she wouldn't really be committing herself, it wouldn't be so difficult. It would not be so difficult. The fact that it's Vaterik in the Sametz is evil. Now I want to explain to you the difference between Rus and Arpa. There's no question that Rus and Arpa were both destined to have Gevaldik Gevura, to have Gevaldik greatness come from them. Because of Egloin, because of you go all the way back to Loit, there was greatness going to come out. There's a Rabbeinu Bachyai that says that Loit was saved. Loit was saved from Stoim because of the tefillahs of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's tefillah was making on Loit. The extra Haggadah on Loit. Avraham Avinu's tefillah. He says that's the reason why such greatness came out of, you know, Amon and Moav. There were Nevi'im that came out of it. He says because the Hatzolah was Al Yedei, the Tefillah of Avraham Avinu, that made a roishim on what the Tetzolah was. I heard a very similar idea. Al Zeis Yispalel Kol Chosid Eilech Ola Eis Mitzoy. The Gemara says in Brachas that a person, what Kol Chosid they would do, they would daven for a Shidduch. Talking about a Shidduch. So the Bnei Yisachar asks, we have all the Gemaras that Shidduchim are Pashert, Abraham Yom Kodim Yitzir Savlad. Why is Al Zois Yispalel Eilech Kol Chosid? So Bnei Yisachar has a beautiful pshat. He says that something that you get through tefillah has an altogether different outcome than something that you just got. The tefillah is making that you get a different product. Memela zivug, which is so, the outcome is so important, they understand it should come through tefillah. The zivug should come through tefillah. That's a blessing, it should come through tefillah. That's al zeh yispal lecha kochos. So Lamaisa, the Rus and Arpa were destined that great things should come from. Right? The question was on the purity of their mindset. And this is what Naomi was now checking, the purity of their mindset. If there's even one crack in the mindset of one of them or both of them, then Malchus Beis David is not coming from there. It's not coming from there. Memele, Naomi had to weed away any possibility of them thinking that they have something there for them. Maybe, you know, they love their husbands. They wanted to have a pesazecher. There's something there. There's something for them. Forget mitzvah sivu. Not do mitzvah sivu. Not do mitzvah sivu. I'll stand. Chofetz Chaim says that if not for the halacha, listen to this, if not for the halacha, that you have to support your relative before somebody else, karv kaidim, right? So if somebody has a child or a brother or an uncle that needs stalker, they come before a stranger, right? So there's a phraseology we have in our country, right? That kindness starts at home, right? The Chofetz Chaim says, it happens to be that's the halacha. Chofetz Chaim says, if not for the fact that Korav Koidel, then Korav would be the last. Because just like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if you have a choice to load up, load up, load up the donkey of an enemy, or to unload the donkey of a friend who you love, where when you unload the donkey, you get two mitzvahs. You get the mitzvah also of Tzar Bala Chayim. So normally if you have a choice, there are two donkeys out there, right? Or there are two oxen that are need help. One is caving in from its load, and one needs to be reloaded. The halacha is that the one that needs to be reloaded goes second. Because the one that has to be unloaded, the one that's caving under, is Tzar Bala Chayim too. It's like Bein Odom L'Chaver, Bein Odom L'Behemen. Right? But the halacha is, but Sinei is halacha, comes first. Your enemy comes first. The Gemara says, Kidei Lachav L'Yitzchak. Because there you have to go and do it really L'Shma. The Chofetz Chaim says that the biggest stalk a person does is when there's nothing there for them. When it's your brother, your son, your father, your uncle, there's something there for you, not just L'Shem Chesed. You love yourself. That's why you could find people that could be rotten to everybody outside of their immediate family. People like that, it's a riot that even the chesed they do with their family is not chesed. It's avas atzmi. They love themselves. They love their children. How's their extension of themselves? They love themselves. Do you ever look at a guy and say, wow, look, he's such a bal chesed. Look, he buys himself a house here. Then he buys himself another house in Florida. And he buys himself another place in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's working in Puerto Rico, getting himself a condominium in Puerto Rico. What about chesed? He's just giving himself chesed, Yom HaMalayla. Unbelievable. So a person who only does chesed with his mechitza, isn't he about chesed? It's obvious for himself. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that if not for the halacha that you should do chesed with a person who is your relative, tztoke, the halacha would be, they should come last. Torah Kadosh said no. But Lule, if not for that, then, because that's more Lishma. Naomi had to make sure that these women, in their mourning over their husbands, right, there's none of their own self-interest in what's motivating them. So that's why she brought in the whole Yibum. Not out to mitzvah, to tell them, listen, there's nothing left. Don't even try to cling to me. I have nothing to offer you. Not only that, kimarli mikem. My lot is worse than yours. She used the lashon ki yotza biyad Hashem, because the yad Hashem, the anger of Hashem, is against me. The Zubin Magid says a gvaldik idea. What she mean when she said ki yotza biyad Hashem? What did Naomi mean? The Zubin Magid says like this. He says, he quotes the pasuk there with the v'shamati ki chanunon. If somebody goes to a person who they lent money to, and the person gave them a pillow, a blanket, as a mashkin, collateral. So the pasuk says that at night you should give him back his pillow, because how's he supposed to sleep? And the Torah then ends, v'hoyo ki yitzek elai, and if the loiv, the person you lent money to, who you took the mashkin from, will call out to me, v'shamati kichanunon. Shamati kichanunon. Is that the Dubin HaMagid? What does that mean? V'shamati kichanunon. He says, normally, when Shemayim are dealing with a person, you have Ruvain. As a Shaila, there's a din on Ruvain. Midas HaDin says he should be punished, right? Midas HaRachmim comes says, no, Ruvain should not be punished. And Midas HaRachmim basically pushes forth a positive agenda for this individual. Midas HaDin goes the other way. So, hopefully, Midas HaRachamim wins. Midas HaRachamim Aleinu is Galgali. Right? Zok to Dubin HaMagid. But when a person, when there's a guy who's a pauper, you lent him money, you took the pillow as collateral, he doesn't have what to sleep, or he doesn't have his blanket, and he's sitting in his cold room, and he's calling out to Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't know what to sleep, the guy took my blanket. Zok to Dubin HaMagid. Now me, the Sarachamim, is against you. What you've accomplished with your achzorius is that the midas harachamim on that guy now is also working against you. V'shamati kichanun ani. Even midas harachamim is going to work against you. Normally, midas harachamim, consistent, is always going positive. Even his midas harachamim is positive for me. Midas harachamim is rachamim, consistent rachamim for everybody. But here, where you did such midas hadin against another person, now his midas harachamim is being makatrig on. Zok de dubinel, ki yotza bi yad Hashem. Naomi turned to her daughters-in-law. She says, you're not going to get nothing from me. By me, even me, the Sarachim, because we left Klal Yisrael in the Tzara. So now the Midas Hadin is, me, the Sarachim is against us. That's what, hey, Marli Moed, she said, don't, I'm tremendous. Why? Ki yotza b'yal Hashem, even me, the Sarachim is against us. The Kitzer, once she cut off any positive ulterior motive, any possible incentive that they should have to want to go with her, that's it, Orpah. So deep down in Orpah was her own self. Deep down. Once she heard clear, black and white from Naomi, there's nothing for you to stay for. There's nothing positive I could give you. That's it. She was out the door. And once she was out the door, she went down out of time. She went out of time. Rus, on the other hand, was pure and clean. The chesed was just l'shem chesed. The kabbalah's mitzvahs was just l'shem kabbalah's mitzvahs. Everything was pure. From that purity came Malchus Beis. And Memela, really what happened to Orpah later that night with all these men that were with her and they created, Goliath came out. This is all an update to what was in her mind to begin with. She was clinging. It looked like a beautiful act. She's staying with her mother-in-law. But she wasn't staying with her mother-in-law. She was staying with herself. She was clinging to herself in what appeared to be a beautiful act. That's the beauty of it.